Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. As I'm recording this, we actually have Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm going to record this early so that I can enjoy the holiday with my family. But during this time, we are in a space of reflection. I actually just got off the call, a call with a client, and I was taking her through a 2022 reflection. Once we get to the end of the year, I like to really get into this space during the holidays. And I know by the time this is released on Monday, Thanksgiving will be over, but it doesn't matter because really we are in the space of the holidays for, you know, at least a solid month because Thanksgiving kicks it off and then we go on into Christmas. And so I want to share some things with you that I do and help you really get into that space as well. So come with me, come on a journey with me, and let's get into the true meaning of the holidays, which is really focusing on those things that matter most and being in that space of gratitude, of joy, of connection, of being in the moment with the people that matter the most to us. So I am going to go over a few questions that I actually ask my clients to think about, and they do a scribing exercise. So I'm going to give this to you so that you can start to contemplate these own things in your life about the year. Now, the reason I do this is because I do a what's called a 2022 release or, you know, 2023, whatever year we're in, I call it a release because I want you to think about the new year. I love New Year's. A lot of people say they don't like January. They say it's depressing. I do not feel that way. I love it because I just love the idea of you're turning a corner, you're cleaning the slate, you're letting go the year before, because, you know, sometimes we go through some pretty heavy things, some intense years. I believe this year has been really intense for humanity as a whole. And just the, you know, just the mindset shift that happens from December 31st to January 1st. I think it's cool. I think it's profound. And I think it's a really positive thing for most people. Nothing really happens if you think about it, going from that 24-hour shift. But in our minds, something really powerful happens. And that is where we close that door from that year before, and we go, okay, you know what? Let's let it go. And where are we going? Let's just clean that slate, hit reset. And what do we want for this year? And I think that that is a really, really powerful and positive thing when it comes to our mindsets. But in the past, for many years, I would just rush from one year on into the next year going, okay, I love setting goals. I love the resolution, the whole resolution thing. And I would just go, what do I want to conquer this year? And I would go right on into that space of moving forward, goal setting. What do I want to manifest this year? And while I love that, and I think it's really positive, I also believe it's really important to slow down, reflect, be in the moment, and do this really, really powerful release. And so I'm going to tell you what it's all about. And I invite you to be in that space with me this month of December, as we're going into December, wrapping up this month of November. And then we'll be ready. We will be ready when January 1st comes, because we will have received the gifts from the year. Okay. So I want you to think of it in this way. It's like, let's imagine you're on a pathway and you're going along your path, and up ahead, you can see that there's this beautiful gift. It's like this sparkly wrapped gift, and you're not at it yet, but you can see it up ahead, and you're like, I cannot wait till I get that bedazzling jewel to open up that gift and receive that gift. And so you work hard and you start making your way towards that gift. And as you get close and as you get ready to approach it, you're almost there to pick up this gift, receive it, open it, but you forget that it's even there, because your mind is now, as you're approaching it, your mind is now up further ahead, and you can now see something other than that gift. And you now have your mind and your eyes focused on something further off into the distance. And so what you do is you just rush right on past those gifts, and you never even open them or take the time to enjoy, to be in the moment, to receive, to revel in that goodness of those gifts that we pass in life. That is what this exercise is all about. That is what this gift or this exercise is doing, is we are slowing down. We're picking up the gifts. We're opening them up. We're enjoying them, and we're savoring those gifts and then bringing them into our hearts to take into the next year. Okay. So first question I have for you is, as you look back on your journey for 2022, first off, I would ask you, what would you say this year has been for you? Has it been, you know, what words would you attach to this year? Just think about that for a moment. What have been the themes that, like, you know, if someone would say, hey, in a nutshell, what would you say this year has been? Now, what I notice a lot of people do is they will sum it up and they'll say, let's say it's been a challenging year for someone. Maybe that's not the case for you. Maybe you're saying, it's been awesome. I've loved this year. It's been amazing. But oftentimes people go through hard things, because that's the journey of planet Earth, right? And they will say something like, oh man, this year has been so hard, or good riddance to this year, or this year has sucked, right? However they want to put it into words. But then when we do this exercise, when I actually have them slow down and answer these really profound questions, they have a very different perspective and outlook by the end of it on how the year has really gone. And they don't say that anymore. They don't say, oh, this year has been awful. So even if it's been challenging, right? So I want, the first question I have for you is, what were your highlights this year? What were the things that came in for you? Now, if you want to actually take the time to push pause on this and do a scribing exercise with these questions I'm going to ask, then go ahead and do that. That's a really powerful way to get into that space. And you can continue, because the seeds will be planted and we will be on this vein of reflection for this entire next month. So you can do that, and you can be in that space for all of December, for ending this year. Okay. But what were your highlights? Think about that. If you want to push pause, go ahead and do that. If not, I'm going right on into the next one. How did your life change this year? In 2022, how did your life change? What were your challenges? What were your biggest challenges this year? What did you learn this year? What were some of the big things that you learned, or small and simple things? Sometimes those small and simple things are the most profound, right? What did you learn? What are you grateful for that the year brought you? What did this year bring you? What are you grateful for? What has caused you the most pain, sadness, frustration, or anger? What have been your biggest joys and precious moments this year? That's a good one, right? This one is fun. What has made you laugh the most or been your funniest moment? What can you think of where you laughed? And if you didn't laugh, then we need to get you in that space of laughter, because we get here and we get so serious about life. So it's so important. They say that, you know, if you laugh, then it will add years to your life. So what's been your funniest moments this year? Hopefully you've had plenty of them. What has brought you the most peace this year? What's given you peace? Okay, we're going to go deeper into what you've learned this year. What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about the world? And last, what have you learned about others, other people? And the last question I have for you is, what have been your biggest accomplishments this year? What are you most proud of? So there you have it. That is my end of the year release. Get in a space where you're actually opening up those gifts, because even the challenges are gifts, especially if you learn from them. But see, what happens is we often never ask those questions. We never say, well, what have been my challenges and what did I learn? If we learn something, then it's a gift, even if it's hard. From everything, we can learn powerful lessons, and then it becomes a gift in the long run. Okay. So thanks for being with me today. I am wishing you wonderful holidays, and I hope you really enjoy with your family, your friends, and your own me time. Give yourself some nourishment this season. Allow yourself to reflect and be proud of yourself. Allow yourself to enjoy. Truly enjoy these moments, not just rushing through in a stressful way, right on into the holidays and then on to the next year, and not allowing yourself that time to slow down. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to nourish yourself and to really do something for you. On that note, if you are ready to go on a journey to connect to a tribe that is a tribe of nourishment, a space of really going to those higher vibrations, that peace, that joy, that love, that healing, I invite you to come be a part of my tribe. I would love to see you in my Awaken group. I'll drop the link below. I actually have a great deal going on right now for this holiday season. So check it out and connect with me and come be a part of my tribe for your 2023 journey to really take it to the next level and to be in a space with like-minded people to learn, grow, and progress together. So much love to you all. Thanks for being here, and bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining.